There's a lot of people, Eric, calling for Gunther to go bye-bye. Would there be any purpose in that, getting rid of your DC or demoting him four games into the season?
Well, if you feel like he's not doing a job, if you're feeling as if I'm the head coach, I'm the CEO, right? And if I'm looking at it and I'm looking at the guys that are managing different branches of my company, if I'm seeing this guy is not doing what's necessary and what I think the talent is capable of, then that's the first thing I'm going to do. The first thing I'm going to do, if I think I have the talent in the building, is yank a coach, because that's the easiest thing to do. So you try to make some type of move there if you've already talked to him about it. So that's all I hear. When you start saying, we're not getting enough possessions, we're not doing this, but as you guys were saying, the Raiders don't play fast. You're not trying to have this up-tempo thing. You're basically saying to your defensive coaches, and that's who he's talking to, the defensive coaches and the players on defense, y'all ain't giving me the ball enough. that's all I heard.
If you, I have not been one necessarily advocating for Gunther getting fired, but if you were to fire a coordinator, I mean, you've been there in the locker room. Is there any part of a defense that can just be kind of like inspired or motivated by that? Or if you don't have the talent, it just doesn't matter if you make a switch like that.
If you don't have the talent, it doesn't matter. If the guys have bought into the scheme and they are capable of running the scheme, because a lot of different schemes work. So the question is, are you going to get a different voice to try and do something differently and change the scheme that you have based on the personnel? Or is it more, I have a problem with you, Gunther, because remember, the playbook and knowing the playbook is completely different than knowing what plays to call and when to call them. That's the coordinator's job. He's the puppet master, and he's got to understand how to play the game with the opposing play caller. And if he's not, if you think that's what it is, then that's what you have to see. But you if man, can't give what you ain't got. if you don't have the talent to run the system that you have in place, so that's what you got to look at. Is it that, or is it just the voice making the calls and the timing of it? So that one, I don't know. Gunther's been in this league a long time, man. He's had some pretty good defenses in his day. I don't think he all of a sudden forgot how to call a game. So you may want to check your roster.
Well, we know that the league changes. The offenses have changed a lot throughout the years.
Yep.
Is it possible to just, you know, fall behind that evolution and you're still calling plays that worked against offenses 10 years ago?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Gruden was doing it on offense.
Yeah,
I mean, seriously, Gruden came back. He came back as the Raiders coach, and he was running the exact same plays that he left the league when he left with Tampa that he was running. And everyone has picked up on that. I mean, there are so many different variations of the West Coast offense, and guys understand the basics so well because every offense in the league runs them, and you get accustomed to seeing them and knowing the formation, you know the spacing, you know all of the bunches. So you have to start making adjustments off of that. So, yes, you can definitely the league can pass you by. You have to make adjustments based on what's happening, because if you don't stay ahead of the guys, you're going to have problems. Because remember, the guys on the field, they are professionals. If you show me the same thing more than once, I kind of know what you're going to do the next time you do it. You won't get me three times. You better not try me twice, but you damn sure you can't get me three times with the same play, the same formation. And that's so you have to start adjusting things accordingly. Yes, the league can pass you by. I'm not saying that's what's happening with Gunther, but that could be happening. That could be why, you know, you're having these conversations with him. Time will tell.